us on 045-898-999 or email studio@kfmradio.com. And speaking of kfmradio.com, you may have seen a story we published the other day about a Newbridge native and lecturer in UCD securing funding for scientific research. A lecturer in bioinorganic chemistry at UCD and fellow of the interdisciplinary Conway Institute, Dr. Joseph Byrne, is one of 22 projects that has been funded by Research Ireland Frontiers for ambitious scientific research. Fianna Fáil Minister for Further and Higher Education and Kildare North TD James Lawless announced the funding of €20 million for the projects, and Dr. Byrne joins me on the line now. Good morning, Doctor. Thanks for taking our call on the show.
Good morning. Nice to be here with you, Dana.
Firstly, congratulations on securing this funding. It's great to hear that, you know, especially a Newbridge native has secured it for this research project. To let listeners know a bit more about what exactly you are leading, I mean, what is this? It's microbial resistance technology or something along the lines? Yeah.
Yeah, so the idea is, like, you know, antimicrobial resistance is a big challenge. Like, a lot of the antibiotics people are used to taking for infections, over the years, bugs get wise to them and they figure out ways to, you know, you've all heard of MRSA, for instance, and these kind of drug-resistant bacteria. And so really an approach that's important is to try to develop new technologies that can prevent people getting infections in the first place.
Mm.
And then we don't need to overuse the drugs and we kind of keep them in reserve for a longer period of time, because there is a risk, you know, in a couple of decades' time, we might be seeing more people dying from bacterial infections, and which really has changed this century, you know, since penicillin was discovered, deaths from bacterial infections dropped, and now we're looking forward to a less good future. And we're trying to develop new coatings for medical devices that could maybe prevent people in hospital in immunocompromised positions getting those infections in the first place for a little bit longer, hopefully.
And in terms of those infections, often we hear, you know, once people are in hospital, you can get a sickness, you know, if there's a cold going around. But infections linked to medical devices, is that more common than maybe we think it is? What kind of medical devices are
there? Yeah, it is very common. So, you know, if you're in hospital for a long time, you're kind of at a greater risk. Your immune system is not compromised. You might be, you know, those are people at most risk of hospital-acquired infections because they're spending time in hospital. And medical devices are a risk factor. Now, they're very important tools, and there's lots of parts of our economy working on medical devices, developing new and better ones. But things like being intubated to help you breathe, catheters to help with urination, those tubes can be a place for bacteria to breed. You know, it's within the body, it's moist, and it's, you know, it's there's nutrients around. So bacteria can grow in those devices.
Mm.
And so every time you're, you know, in a situation where you need such a device, there is, over time, an increased risk that you might get an infection. And so, you know, coatings that could help kill off the bacteria for longer or give some indication to doctors that there's an infection coming along would help people maybe avoid needing drugs or to change those devices at an earlier point. And that's really the idea we're trying to use chemistry to help solve.
Yeah, and this project that you're leading, it's the glycometal guard. How exactly does that work? I mean, is it essentially some kind of guard or a film being put over these medical devices?
That's the idea. So we're very, very much at the start of this project here, but it kind of builds on some stuff we did through the Shared Ireland Initiative with our colleagues in Belfast, who have a lot of experience making coatings for catheters. And so what we're bringing to the table is a lot of bacteria really like sugars, particular sugars. There's lots of different sugars out there, and they'll have a particular one that they like. We're trying to trick bacteria into looking at a particular sugar on our coating and try to attach that instead of to the person, because all of our cells are covered with sugars as well.
Mm.
And so you're trying to trick the, you know, essentially give some bait to the bacteria to grab onto our material first. And then the metal aspect of the coating will hopefully kill those bacteria while they're grabbed onto it and stop them kind of engaging with our cells and giving us those hospital-acquired infections. And so the hope is that people who use these valorized devices, if we can make them over the coming 4 years, will be in a better position in the long run, and it'll save the health service money. It costs about €30,000 for every person who gets an infection in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of add that up over the years across the world. It saves money, it saves the quality of life of people who are in and out of hospital regularly, and potentially this new technology could create jobs in the Irish economy if we're lucky and it works really well. But that's obviously a big ambition.
Mm-hmm. And absolutely. But, you know, it's great to hear that it has received funding. How did you go about kind of, was it an application process? You put your research forward?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, so Research Ireland is the funding body at national level now. Actually, when I applied for this funding, it was still called Science Foundation Ireland. So there's kind of been a merger of Science Foundation Ireland and the Irish Research Council into a new body, Research Ireland, tied to Éireann. And they've kind of managed this process. They look at all the projects, they send them out to international scientists to kind of review their quality, look at the impact and the kind of return in terms of developing skills and young researchers, in terms of potential economic impact, societal impact, and they make a decision on which projects to fund. So it is very competitive. We're very lucky to have made the cut. And this will allow me, as I say, to train some talented young people who work in our you know, in the pharma industries and the technology industry, very important in Kildare, your Intel's and your Pfizer's and all of those. And that's an important output of this kind of project as well. So Research Ireland facilitates ambitious, you know, research into fundamental science, applications to societal issues, and also the kind of training and development of the skills-based economy as well.
Well, Dr. Byrne, congratulations again on that funding and for GlycoMetalGuard that's being led by yourself. And best of luck to yourselves and the team there for carrying out this research. That is Dr. Joseph Byrne, a Newbridge native and also a lecturer in bioinorganic chemistry at UCD and fellow at the interdisciplinary Conway Institute. It is as one of his project has been a part of that €20 million awarded for these research projects. Over €790,000 has been awarded to the GlycoMetalGuard product. And just a big congratulations to Dr. Byrne and the team and the best of luck for their research into it. And thank you again, Doctor, for joining us on the Kildare Today Show.